I teach chassanim a lot of times, and a lot of times after I teach chassanim, 3 months later, I try to send an email to the chassan asking if there's anything that he wishes I would have taught him, or anything that I should include in chassan classes that I didn't. So one thing that a couple of chassanim had recommended is that I include more than just Hilchos Nida and Shalom Bayis issues, and Hilchos Tznius, that we include things that you just need to know once you're married, like maybe a little bit of a Hilchos Shabbos component, that is once you're running your own household, or a little bit of a Hilchos Mezuzah component. One of them suggested, more than one suggested, how to put on a talis, because a lot of times people have the minhag that until they're married they don't know how, they don't put on a talis gadol. So how does one, what is the process one puts up putting on a talis? So the truth is, I can't include all that stuff in chassan classes, because then it would be forever. I mean, I can't teach all the Shabbos and the Sittis and everything. So we focus on what we could focus on. But a lot of people do get confused about the proper way to put on a talis gadol. So I thought maybe we just go through what the different shitos are in putting on a talis. Deborah Sina Rav writes in the Tshuva in Chela Gimel, Simon Hay, he says, Va'oda a'orer al ta'us gas shel b'nei Adam. So there's a massive mistake that people make. Shevishah shemisat me'kaplan ha'talus sablut savrayim v'zeh ta'us muchlet. Says they put their talus on like a scarf when they put it on, when they do the atifa. Right? They just put it all around their neck instead of all over their body. Says that is a profound mistake. Ki b'shas ha'atifa tzorek shegufo yeh mechusa kamada efshar. You have to have your body covered as much as possible also when you do the atifa. Atifa is the wrapping in the talus, right? You know, when the person first puts it on and wraps it around his head, it shouldn't be like just around your head and neck. It should be around your body also. The kol rav mechuyev lelami reselu olsem derech talus v'lochicham imkoflim to'usam. And rabbi's responsibility is to let people know that they're making a mistake. Now, in the Sefer Ben Ishchai, in Parshas Bereishis, Shana Aleph Os Hey, he writes that Achar Siyum Abracha Tatov Bo Roshecha Bilvad V'lo Ka'osam Amischakim Latov Bo Kol Gufa Mitchila Dein Lanu El Divrei Arizal. Apparently, El Pi Kabbalah, it's only the head. So that minug of wrapping only the head and the neck is against the halacha, but is like the Kabbalah. So apparently, that's where it comes from. But what do we recommend? What is the way to put on a talis? So the Mishnah Berurah describes, Mishnah Berurah in Simon Ches of Katan Gimel writes that Afal Gavdim Varchinan Lihis Atef Kisoy Aguf L'chudei Havi Ituf Vu Ikara Ituf. Says the primary atifa of the talis is to cover the body, and therefore you have to make sure you're not covering only the head but the body also. How do you do that? You cover your head with the talus until the talus comes down to your mouth. And then you take all four tzitzios and you throw them over your left shoulder. And you stand that way for the amount of time it takes to walk four amos, a couple of seconds. V'achar kach yasir atifa ad shashal rosh yeh nira ketzas. Then you undo it and you put the you pick up the talus back over your head to the point where you can see your tefillin shel rosh a little bit, and you put all the tzitzis in the right place, two in front, two in back, and you go back. So what's the procedure? You put it up until your mouth and wrap all four over your left shoulder while still keeping it somewhat wrapped around your body, while still keeping the talus not only wrapped around your neck, a little bit wrapped around your body. That's how the Mishnah Berurah describes. You make the bracha right before you put it over your head and mouth. You make the bracha when you're holding the talus up like this, before you're actually wrapped in it, because once you're wrapped in it, it's not over las yasin. You do not make the bracha when you first take it out in your hands, because then it's over dover, it's too early. So you have the talus unfolded, held over your head, and that's when you make the bracha. Says the Ketzos HaShulchan, that he doesn't understand the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Minuk Tamuahu. The Atifas Yishma'elim, the whole mitzvah is to do like the Atifas Yishma'elim. So the Atifas Yishma'elim means the way Yishma'eli people would walk around with their cloth garments. So there's no way they walked around with their cloth garments all the way, you know, wrapped down to their mouth. Why is there no way they did that? They couldn't see. That would be ridiculous. They cover their eyes. How can they see anything? Says, no, here's what you do. You put your talus over your head, but not over your eyes. Up until your eyes, not over your eyes. And then when you wrap it to grab the four tzitzios to throw it over your left shoulder, you wrap it and cover your mouth. You cover your mouth when you throw it over your shoulder. So the wrapping of it afterwards goes over your mouth. So your nose and your eyes are exposed, like Arab women, right? Your nose and your eyes are exposed, and your mouth is covered with the talus. That's the Atifasi Yishma'il, he says.
It's not going over your guf then?
No, as much of your guf as you can cover also. But the part that you're throwing to your left side, you try to get that over your mouth as well. The Ketzos HaShulchan's Ha'ara is echoed by several poskim. Rav Sturmbach in Tshuvas Hanachos Chelik Beis writes, "Rov bnei adam tovim v'lo misatvim kahalacha atifas yishmeil miyal da'achar bracha." A lot of people make a mistake. Shemidamin shakavana lechasos batalas he'einayim ad lamata me'apeh. They think that you're supposed to cover your eyes till below your mouth. Ukiilu ayishmeilim holchu ki agavna, as if there could have ever been people that actually walked down the street that way. Vadavar hevel, it's ridiculous. Shekia gavna in yichalim liros, you can't see. Pshita shein zaatifa. V'kama v'kama pam mizharti anashim po shalorak shemavatul mitzvah zitov. Listen to this, says Rav Sturmbach. Not only are they not doing the mitzvah v'atifa, ela b'shasi tufam lo mekayimin mitzvah klal. While they're being misatif in that way, what they call atifa, they're not doing the mitzvah of wearing a talus at all. And therefore, it's a hefsek between the bracha and when they're actually wearing the talus. I mean, when you're wearing a talus normally, so that's the mitzvah of atifa and the talus. That's the mitzvah of wearing a talus, just alamai. The first moment or two, you're supposed to have an atifa yishma'ilim. But if you're doing something that's not an atifa at all, that's not a normal way to wear the garment at all, so it's going to be a hefsek between the bracha and the kiyama mitzvah. The MS to say the reit of Shasarach lechasos betalis hapeh. V'lechein mavir atalis b'roshu milamala ad heinayim dafka v'lo ad bichlal. You cover up until your eyes, but not your eyes. You need to be able to see. And then you cover your mouth like we said before. So that's the second approach of how to do it. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. The third approach, it's quoted by some of the poskim. He quotes it here in the Laws of Daily Living of Simcha Purim Kohen, is to only take two of the tzitzios. Only the two that are on the right side to toss over the left shoulder, but not all four. But otherwise, it's the same as the Mishnah Berurah. Everything like the Mishnah Berurah, except instead of tossing all four, you take only the two right ones and you throw it over. Now, how do we defend the Mishnah Berurah? What do we do about the Mishnah Berurah? So he suggests, based on, not really based on anything. He claims it's based on something Deborah Tzina writes in the Tshuva, but it's really just a simple suggestion. Maybe when the Mishnah Berurah writes, and what Mishnah Berurah means is if when you have it over your eyes, something you can't see at all, you just can't see too far ahead of you, but you can see directly down at your feet, you can see your hands, you can see what you're doing. So maybe that's the way they would walk. That was their tzniyus. They wouldn't see any more than 2 feet in front of them. Maybe that's the atifa. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. I don't know. I'm not so satisfied with that, because invite her back to the question. That's the way they would walk down the street, that they can only see 2 feet in front of them. How did they not walk into each other? Is that possible? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to justify, how to defend that psak of the Mishnah Berurah. What about a talis katan? Is there any din of atifa? So the mechaber in Simon Chesiv Gimel writes, talisos katanim shalanu shana nogam lilbosh afal pi she'ein behem ituf yotzim yidei chavas tzitzis. He says there's no mitzvah ituf in the talis katan, and we're still mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis with them. V'tov laniach oso al rosho. But it's a good idea to do an ituf with the talis katan. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's not our minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan, Simon Chesiv Katan Tes, says our minhag is we don't do an atifa with the talis katan. Mishnah Berurah seems to assume it is our minhag to do the atifa. But Pashtus is, it's the reason it's not our minhag is that even someone who doesn't yet wear a talis gadol ultimately is going to start wearing a talis gadol, and that's what he's going to make the bracha on. He's not going to make a bracha on talis katan anymore. No doubt the bracha, there's no need for the atifa. The atifa is just for the first few moments after the bracha. It's part of the seder of the bracha. But if there's not going to be a bracha, so then you save the atifa for the talis gadol, where you're going to be saying the bracha. Okay.